Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features there are free. The main feature of the site is created by listeners like you. You can go there when you see something online you think's pretty cool, you want to share it with the rest of our listeners. You can just submit it as show prep to the show over at freetalklive.com. It comes up. Other listeners can then vote on whether they like or dislike it, and then the most liked of the submissions will make it to the front page of the website, and meaning that we're more likely to see them and talk about them on the air. But even if we don't talk about them on the air, other listeners see it, which means more people get to see what you thought was pretty neat. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Again, freetalklive.com. You can also interact with us via toll-free 800-259-9231. We continue here. For those of you just tuning in, we were talking with Tony in Myrtle Beach, who I believe is still with us. Tony, are you there, sir?
Oh, yes.
All right. So,
Tony, waiting to hear your answer.
Oh, yes. So we were talking about the police, and you had asked us if we thought that most cops were rogue cops, and I think Mark handled the question fairly well. I think you knocked it out of the park, Mark, but I wanted to add a little bit to it, and that is in regards to holding the police responsible. You asked the question of, well, if you don't think that they're being held responsible, how can that be done? And I think
well,
that one of the ways
improved, or what would you recommend? To...
Sure, sure. I think that there's two. I think there's two steps that I think are really important. Number one would be if they would just stop enforcing bad laws. I think that'd be a big step in the right direction because, like, enforcing the war on drugs gives them lots of opportunities to be corrupt, like take people's money and drugs and sell it and things like that. And so there's lots of reasons why because of prohibition that we're seeing more corruption.
Are you really serious?
Oh, of course.
Are you just saying that for more listenership, or are you actually
no.
What you're saying?
No, if you care about people, if you care about
that is pretty funny.
Why is that funny? If you care about human beings, you should want to end prohibition.
Well, let me just explain why I think it's funny. Do you really think that the police officers are out there writing these laws? I mean, they're mandated to. Uphold those laws.
No, they're not, sir.
That's always the suggestion, but they're not mandated to uphold the laws. It's against the law in New Hampshire to pee while looking upwards on Sunday. It's against the law to put something besides milk in a milk container. It's against the law to play sports on Sunday unless, you know, it's all kinds of silly stuff out there. The cops aren't going around and enforcing those laws.
No, they don't go around and bust Little League games that are happening on Sundays because they don't have to enforce the law. So it's nonsense what you say.
Which law do you think would be more important for them to enforce?
Laws that are regarding people hurting
other people. You're suggesting they're using discretion there. You're suggesting that they decide on their own which one's more important, which one's less important.
They do.
You were saying previously that they're like
absolutely.
Some kind of law enforcement.
That's why we pay them to wear the uniform.
No, I don't know why we pay them to wear the uniform. I pay them to wear the uniform to keep people who hurt people and people who steal things from people away from us. That's what I pay them
right,
for.
Right. That's what I agree. So then we can agree that that's what they should be doing. Unfortunately, right. They're busying themselves with other people.
Speeding tickets and pot smokers.
Who are other people who have not harmed others. So stopping aggressing against peaceful people would be a big step in the right direction to reduce the rebel the bad cops, that sort of thing. But
rogue.
To make them the rogue cops, but to hold them truly responsible, then their so-called customers that they're supposedly serving should be able to withdraw their funds and take them over to a competitor. And that's where things get a little bit more difficult to kind of bring into play because the government is a monopoly and it is a monopoly on violence. And monopolies, as we know, do not do a very good job at anything, and they certainly don't care about customer service. So as it turns out, when these bad cops do bad things, they don't really get much more than a slap on the hand, and that's if they got caught on video red-handed doing what it was that they did. Otherwise, the thin blue line closes around its ranks and protects its own. We see this again and again and again. And of course, people are continually forced to pay for the misdeeds of these dirty cops time and time again. They're forced by the threat of the cops coming and stealing their home, and that if I don't pay property tax, then they're going to kick me out of my own home, kick my family and I out of our own home. So making it so that we had a marketplace in protection where people could, for instance, decide to not pay for these services if they don't think they're very valuable without having their homes stolen from them would go a long way toward helping these police become more responsible for their actions and more accountable
for
what they do.
You guys have, so in other words, you've seen a pretty good track record of people getting hauled out of their homes by police officers because they're not paying their taxes.
Oh, no, most people will pay the tax.
Guys.
No, you don't understand. Most people, most people will pay the taxes. Tony, because they're afraid of being thrown out of their homes. Do you understand that?
It's a big investment, and I wouldn't want to lose
exactly
it.
What you're saying. I understand exactly what you're saying. And in large part, I agree with a lot of the comments about the government being a minority, or excuse me, a majority, and we're the victims of a monopoly. But I agree with it. But when you boil it down to the cops, I would say the majority of cops, and by the way, I'm not a cop. I'm just a guy that has a construction company, and that's it. But I'd say the majority of our cops out there are trying their darndest to uphold the laws that we give them to uphold.
Well, I haven't given them any laws.
An honest dollar.
I think they're doing
a little extra for their community. That's
I think they probably people probably say the same thing about the DMV workers. Don't worry, the DMV workers are trying their hardest to get things done, but they work in a bureaucracy, and nobody can make a bureaucracy work. You can't function efficiently inside of it. Now, I would like to posit a smaller step that my partner won't go for. I posit getting rid of qualified immunity for police officers. They can do whatever they want to do inside the purview of their jobs, and then we, the taxpayers, have to pay for whatever mistakes they may make. I think that
the $4.9 million that the taxpayers are paying for the cops that shot a 92-year-old woman to death in Atlanta?
That's right. So these guys should be held responsible for their actions, for what they do.
How do you feel about that, Tony?
I think a rogue cop, he or she, should be held accountable for any and all illegal actions. And in fact, I think they should be held to a higher standard.
But that's never going to happen.
We agree on that.
Right. We agree, but it's never going to happen. You understand that the system isn't going to punish itself.
Well, fellas, you know, the system that you're talking about is the only system that our country has.
Yeah, and it sucks, and it needs to change.
Let's hear you offer up a better system.
I just did.
Are you saying a contracted police force? Let me just ask you. A contracted police force, would that be better?
Yeah, anything that a customer can opt out of to say, look, I don't want to go with you guys because you guys are, you know, providing crappy service.
Right.
I'd rather go with your competitor.
Let's say we do that. What's going to stop Joe Schmo, who the majority of people think is a criminal, just saying, you know what, I'm going to opt out of your rules. I don't like these rules that you've put up in your contracted way, and I'm opting out. So therefore, you can't take me to jail, and you can't hold me accountable.
Well,
for your
you can't opt out of natural law.
Throughout history, cops, police are a relatively new phenomenon in the world history. They're within, I think it's almost 100 years, a little over 100 years that the first police officers existed in the city of London, and they've become pervasive in the Western world.
I think it's been a little longer than that, fellas, but go ahead.
Police, not sheriff. Check your history. You can go home. You can go, go to check.
I'm talking about the bobbies in London. I think it was quite a bit longer than
it hasn't been 200, okay?
Okay.
All right. So within the last two centuries, police have shown up. And the reason for the advances that we've seen in the legal system isn't because we can't take care of people who commit crimes. It's because we were too quick to take care of people who are committing crimes. It's the criminals that were getting treated poorly, not the victims. People have managed to protect themselves quite readily. If, for instance, the government didn't disallow people from, say, carrying guns on themselves, I think we could probably handle crime.
Well, and in a system wherein you have the police that are out there and we have, like, competing protection agencies, that doesn't mean that somebody gets to opt out and be able to murder people. It doesn't mean anything like that. It just simply means they wouldn't be forced to pay for a police force that is out there killing people on their own or out there stealing money or out there doing terrible things.
Right. If somebody harms somebody, they deserve to be punished. Period.
Tony, thanks for the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. And by the way, he mentioned an honest living. I know that many cops try to do the best they possibly can, but no government bureaucrat makes an honest living. They steal money from people.
Well, they don't steal. They accept stolen money.
Okay, but the money is, right, at the
base
level.
They work for the organization that steals the money.
Their money is, the paychecks are being gotten through threats of violence against peaceful people. And that's not an honest living. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals in a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. So enjoy those features on us, and you'll find that they are free. Things like our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, then you can just click and download. Front page of the site, we've got the last week. And then if you click into the archives section, you'll find a few years worth, all the way back to 2006. It's all free for you at freetalklive.com. And it's brought to you by HostGator. HostGator.freetalklive.com for all your web hosting / domain name registration needs. Again, hostgator.freetalklive.com, bringing you our archives. We're going to continue with your phone calls here, but I do have a short story about these government bureaucrats, specifically the police, and the double standards. You mentioned this, Mark, and I just want to throw it out here real quick, give you an example of exactly how bad it really is. Now, imagine for a moment, Mark, that you're driving home to your lovely wife tonight, and you accidentally swerve off the road and hit a motorcyclist who is two motorcyclists who are just, you know, parked talking to one another on the
awful
on the side of the road. You put them one of them in the hospital and the other one you kill. Now, after that, the police, of course, arrive on the scene because, well, you've done some significant damage. You've killed people. They arrive on the scene, and will they, A, let you go home, B, give you a blood alcohol test on the spot, C, or B, give you an alcohol test and arrest you regardless of the results? What do you think? Or C, you tell me.
I will be given be tested for blood alcohol level. And if it is, you know, I'm likely going to jail anyway, but I'm certainly
you've killed someone.
Yeah. You know, I will certainly go to jail. Some other people might be able to go elsewhere, but they're going to have a long night. It's and a lot of information is going to be taken from them. If it was an accident, it's possible you won't be going to jail.
Let's say you test positive on the BAC.
On the alcohol?
Yeah.
Oh, your butt is in it. Well, I can't tell you how much time, 10 years in prison is how long you'd get.
Are they going to let you go home without doing a test on you?
Only if you're a police officer.
As they did in Indianapolis.
Or a politician.
Yes, as they did in Indianapolis, where a prosecutor has decided to drop drunken driving charges against an Indianapolis police officer accused in a crash that killed a motorcyclist because the blood test that showed the officer was drunk wasn't done properly. You don't think that his friends in the department botched up the test so their buddy wouldn't actually get charged with the DUI later on? They would not do something like that, would they? The cops wouldn't protect their own. I mean, I must be paranoid to think up something crazy like that.
Well,
oh, and yeah, by the way, before they did the blood test on this cop, they let him go home for 2 hours. So he went home and then turned himself in later when things were more convenient for him. That's when they did the blood test on him, and he tested at a 0.19, more than twice the legal limit for alcohol consumption. This guy, it was 11 o'clock in the morning. This guy was three sheets to the wind driving around in his police cruiser, his SUV. He crashes into two motorcyclists, is allowed to go home, come back later, turn himself in, and now they're dropping the DUI charges. Now, to be fair, he is still facing three felony charges, including one of reckless homicide, but who knows what will end up happening with those.
Right, but you can see how somebody is treated differently if they have the uniform and the badge. And another example is police have this little bumper sticker that they'll often put on their cars. Not all of them do it, but it's this
guy was on duty, by the way.
Yes, I understand, okay. But I'm just pointing out how it's obvious to everybody that that police get different police and politicians and government agents and mm-hmm. of all sorts gets deference when it comes to the law. You know, why do firefighters have that little Maltese cross on their vehicles?
So they'd be known.
Yeah, so they're known that they're firefighters. I can only assume that means that, you know, likely...
The cops will tell you that the thin blue line doesn't mean anything anymore because people know.
Cops have this sticker, too. It's this blue line that they put on their car. It's a black... It's three lines.
But what I'm telling you is a cop will tell you that doesn't mean
anything. Why do they put the sticker on their car? Because it doesn't say, I'm a police officer, give me a big hug.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very surreptitious thing that you might not even notice if you weren't clued into it.
Yeah.
Why is it there? The answer is so other cops know that you're a cop. It's
I bought some of those.
And the angel of death will pass you by, just like painting your doorway with blood. I mean, that was
the intention, Mark. But the words kind of gotten out about it.
Sure, the words gotten out, but the stickers are still there.
Sure, they are. Sure,
and they may very well ask you some question in order to qualify you.
I've seen cops wearing one of those little bracelets, one of those rubber bracelets that you see that are kind of hip these days, mm-hmm. with the thin blue line on it.
Sure.
They kind of adorn themselves with this gang symbol. Anyway, more coming up here with your phone calls. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Bruce, listening in Bowling Green, WKCT. Hello, Bruce.
Oh, how are you?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been listening to you for a while. Not most of what you say, I agree with quite a bit, but a little bit unhappy about the cops, I'll tell you. one thing. I'm retired from the government.
Okay. Mm.
I earned every penny I made in the government because I'm a retired military man. And I'll tell you what, if the government that you're railing against, you're 100%, they couldn't find their hind end with both hands in a flashlight. And that's why we haven't really won any wars since, the Korean War. They say that Afghanistan Iran is the longest war we've ever been in. Not true. We're still in the Korean War.
Well, you never win a war. You end up killing people that should not have died. You really should never get involved in the first place, I think.
Well, that's true, but you don't have any choice sometimes because people running the country, right back to the people running the country, if they're going to send people to kill you, you got to send people to kill them, even though most of the people you're killing probably didn't want to have anything to do with it in the first place.
Well, right, except that no one has ever sent anyone to kill anyone over here in the last century. So, it's been a long
time.
Well,
I think you can make an argument.
Well, you do remember Twin Towers, and you're wrong.
Yeah,
about
those
that.
Weren't a military. That wasn't a military
Japanese,
expedition.
In World War II, the Japanese tried to send bombs in the United States on board.
Yeah, the Japanese were kind of provoked into doing that. Not that it excuses what they did, but the FDR wanted to have that happen.
Yeah, I'm not going to take
you're
this.
You're right about that. FDR was, despite the fact that he's a hero to the left and to too many people on the right, he was an evil man.
Mm-hmm.
But back to
yes,
what got me going was I heard putting down Tea Party people. They didn't know anything about the Constitution. Well, I'll tell you what. What they
tell
want
what.
Is a return to what the Constitution is supposed to stand for.
Bring Small back slavery.
No, absolutely not.
That part, right?
The Constitution doesn't have damn thing to do with slavery.
Except the fact that black people are 3/5 of a man.
No, that was not the Constitution.
No.
That was the South.
That was the Constitution.
That's in the Constitution for census purposes.
It was never in the Constitution.
Check that out,
Mark.
All
right, I'll pull up the article for you.
Well, yeah.
I've got the Bill of Rights here, too.
So where were these Tea Party people during the Bush administration?
Now, Bush was, I'd say 40 years ago, Bush would have made one heck of a good Democrat.
So, but wait, you see what I'm saying? If you expect me to believe that these Tea Party people are for smaller government, where were they when the Republicans were in charge for 6 years?
The Republicans didn't do anything compared to what Obama's been doing.
But the Republicans did far more than Bill Clinton did. George Bush increased the size of government with the complicity of the Republicans by a significant, a lot more than Bill Clinton did.
Unfortunately, that's right. It is right.
So they're not smaller government. Republicans aren't going to save you from the big government. They never have. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it's soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll free 866-372-9000.
9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free to bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include things like our listening options, live streams, listen lines. You get them free at listen.freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you are frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live, government keeps getting bigger, doesn't it? Are you tired of the oppressive state ever intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? I did, and you can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, Mark, I know you wanted to slip in some comments real quick here before we move on, because folks are waiting.
Yeah, we were just talking to Tony, and he was thinking that the Constitution didn't say anything about...
It wasn't Tony, it was someone else.
It wasn't Tony?
It was Bruce.
Oh, my mistake. It didn't say that blacks were three-fifths of people, and I just want to point out that's in Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, where it says that a whole number of free persons shall be counted, including those bound for service for a term of years. That's basically white indentured servants. They should be counted as one. Not counting any Indians who aren't taxed, and three-fifths of all other people. The all other persons are people that are owned, slaves. He's right that it's not in the Constitution because it was amended out by the 14th Amendment. However, it's in the sort of original document and then amended out by the 14th Amendment. So
right.
It's there, and it's been amended out. Secondly, I'd like to give my opinion on Tea Parties. I think that the Tea Party is this kind of it's Contract with America Part 2. I think any movement that's about liberty and freedom and more personal responsibility, less government intrusion, and all those things is great.
Is that what it's really about?
Well, I think that's what it was based on. That was the idea: tax us less. You know, those kind of things. You know, they want for themselves.
Yeah, but they want to increase the military and they want to increase the border.
That's not what the Tea Party movement is about. That's what some of the people in it talk about. Let's keep out them damn Mexicans or whatever it is that they're. Some of them will get up on the stage and talk about, and those are absolutely true. And what that brings me to the second part of the point. If you think the Tea Party movement's going to do anything in 2012 besides get some Republicans elected, and we're going to have the same thing we had from 2000 to 2006, which was a growth in government and more government intrusion in our lives and larger deficits and more spending, then you're just wrong. I mean, I don't know if you're wrong. I can't believe that you could possibly be right.
Yeah, there's no evidence for
it. Good luck. I'd love to see those things happen. I want to see America, the size of government, turn around in the United States. Yeah. But it's not going to happen by having some rallies, waving some flags, and signing up at Glenn Beck's website or whatever.
Afraid not. Let's continue with your calls. Ladies first, Jackie, listening in El Paso via cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Jackie.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to say something about what was discussed a few days ago about, you know, the whole homophobe thing and Dr. Laura.
Yeah.
And just these terms in general. As you said, I'm from El Paso, which has a very high minority population, obviously. And I just recently graduated from the University of Texas at El Paso. And it's a state-funded school, and I enrolled before I became a libertarian. And, you know what the university system is like when it comes to politics. Everybody and their mother is a socialist. I mean, that was just my opinion. Socialism is the gift from God that has come to fix the problems of all racial minorities and women. At least that was kind of the way it was handled when I was there. I was there as a radio TV major, but I ended up in a lot of communication classes where basically that's kind of the way it was. They just loved socialism.
Sure.
And
It's that way across the country.
I still don't know how this ended up in media classes, but whatever. So about halfway
it's pervasive.
Through my college,
It's pervasive throughout the university system.
You're stuck with the professor knows that he has you for 13 weeks or whatever, and you have to sit there and listen to the ramblings. So, you know, if I had somebody stuck there, I'd probably tell them about freedom too.
The academics that inhabit the university system do not have any experience in the real world. They don't know what it's like to get out there and actually create a product or service. They live in this ivory tower of academia. And so they don't even understand what the marketplace is, and so that's why they have these fantasies about socialism that they just they indoctrinate kids with.
Socialism's all about smart people telling dumb people what to do. At least that's the way the smart people see it, and they all consider themselves to be smart. So yeah, of course the smart people are going to say we know better how dumb people should live their lives.
Right, and I was in a very unique position where I kind of could question the professors without getting in trouble because I worked in the university's IT department fixing computers, so they all always wanted me on their good side. So I could relatively fight back and not get in trouble as far as the professors are concerned. The students were another thing. But I often did challenge these people. And then I later found out down the road that, unfortunately, if you don't subscribe to these socialistic points of view, honestly, you are, and I've been called this to my face, you are a racist. Flat out, because these people have decided for all of us that socialism is what's best. And if you disagree with this, you disagree what's best for Mexican Americans and women and racial minorities, hence you are a racist. And I'm half Mexican myself. My mother's racist. I live in this community. I see how poor everybody is, and I realize how rare it is, you know, for someone to even have a college degree. But I think just because I believe in a free market and liberty, I think it's really unfair to be labeled socialist. And that's kind of what, going back to Dr. Laura, I have seen how petty the word racist has become and how it really has no meaning anymore. At least that's my opinion. It's lost 95% of its sting. And I would hate for the word homophobe or the idea of homophobia to become as, I guess, jaded, for it to be so petty and not to have a meaning. Mm-hmm. So I think you finally came around and said that you didn't think she was a homophobe. You just thought she was
intolerant, I think, would be the better word.
Intolerant, right. But just from somebody who, from my point of view, from someone who has been pelted with words like racist and even sexist, just because I don't agree with, you know, just paying poor people by taxing everybody, forcing it away from them with violence and then giving it to poor people. You know, we need to be very careful with those kind of words, and because if they lose their meaning, I think everybody really loses.
Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it, and I got nothing to say to you on that one.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jackie, and congrats on your graduation. What do you plan on doing with your degree?
Yeah, wash dishes.
Well, actually, you know what? I graduated in May, and I still haven't found a job yet. Thank God I have family here. I've been thinking of moving to Keene. I've been thinking of joining the Free State Project. I know a lot of my one of my all-time biggest libertarian role models is Glenn Jacobs, and I know that he is praised. I know that he's praised you guys, and he agrees with the Free State Project and everything. And
he's a member of the Free State. He actually owns a house up here in
he sold it.
He sold his house here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, you know, things are the way they are in his life right now. He's a member. He'll move when the time comes.
Yeah, I challenge anyone to try to force him to. But, yeah, so I'm thinking of moving to Keene. God knows I'm not finding a job here.
I can tell you that there probably aren't very many media jobs available here in
Keene. She's been able to do the IT thing, so that's very valuable.
Yeah, but definitely. There's some great resources online, by the way, freestateproject.org. They have a job section there, freekeene.com in the forums. There's also a much smaller job section available there. And NH Jobs, by the way, Mark, is one of our sponsors right now.
NH Move.
Excuse me. Aren't there jobs listed on
yes.
there? Okay, nhmove.info. If I'm not mistaken, nhmove.info, brand new site, really sharp looking, great place to go and get some resources, and look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call.
That's right, Jackie. If you move up here, Ian will marry you.
Oh, I don't know about that. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue. Ladies first, Beth is in Tupelo, listening to WKMQ. Hey, Beth, you got to turn down your radio.
Turn the radio down, baby.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, Pop, turn the radio down. Yes, sir.
Hi, Beth. What's on your mind?
I'm in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yes,
we need to make it clear first. I'm a homeless person.
You're homeless?
Yes, sir. And the city police in this city have more sympathetic notions towards the homeless than any state or city I've been in my life.
They have more what notions?
Sympathetic.
All right. You want to talk more about that?
Because
I'll tell you what. Hang on. I'm going to bring you back here. We don't get homeless people calling the show too often. Last one was homeless John in, Little Rock? Is it Arkansas somewhere? All right, so more coming up with Homeless Beth in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can take control, try to slip you in on the remaining moments of the show, which are up next. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. We'll do our best to sneak your call in if you make it now at 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and we give them to you for free, including things like our Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives, wiki, and more. You go, get interactive, and enjoy it on us. And by the way, if you want to help support the show, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. As you know, when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, it sets a cookie on your machine that basically tells Amazon that you came through us, that essentially that they should send us a portion of their profits. So it's the same prices, it's the same Amazon, you're just entering through our little door, basically, and that means that you get the stuff you're looking for at great prices in dozens of categories, and you get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones and the fun. Beth is with us. She's homeless in Tupelo. Beth, how are you calling us tonight? Are you on a cell phone?
Yes, sir, I am.
Man, it must be nice. How do you afford a cell phone?
Isn't America great?
If you're not paying rent, I guess it's pretty easy to afford a cell phone. Is it like one of those smartphones? Do you have the internet?
To be honest with you, sir, well, I'm homeless. Me and my husband, he's sitting right here beside me. We get out and fly a sign here in Tupelo,
mm-hmm,
to get food. I got 2 dogs. You know,
dogs.
So you got dogs?
Is that a Mississippi accent? Does? Does?
No, it's in Kentucky. I was born and raised in Kentucky.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Gotcha.
But what I was wanting to say, no,
where are y'all living? I'm sorry. I'm just curious. I mean, the homeless lifestyle is very interesting to me. So where are you
in
living?
The woods in front of a Salvation Army.
Oh,
the
okay.
Salvation Army is full, and they won't take husband because he's going to convict.
Really?
The Salvation Army is all about helping out convicted felons.
No, sir.
Yeah, the Salvation Army gave me a pair of socks every year for 9 years while I was in prison. I give money every year to the Salvation Army. I wouldn't volunteer to the Salvation Army. I'm telling you that I know different.
What did they? Okay, well, anyway, so what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I was sitting here listening to your show. You know what? I'm living in the woods right in front of the Salvation Army. This is how I know. They will not take my husband because he is a convicted felon. But
yes,
that's not
you told
what I'm
us
calling
that.
About.
What were you calling about?
The police department here in Tupelo, Mississippi is more sympathetic to homeless people than I've seen in any state in this, in the United States.
So would you say that the homeless around the country should converge on Tupelo?
No, sir, I'm not saying that.
Well, no, because then things get a little more tough for you. But so were you just calling to praise the local police department? Was that the point of your call?
Well, no, I was listening to this other guy, you know, putting Bill Clinton down. And yeah, there was homeless when Bill Clinton was around. But it's increased 99.9% since Obama has took office.
You kidding me? How did you get those numbers?
Computer, looking up stuff.
Wait a minute, you've got a computer?
No, I don't, but I go to the library.
Oh, man, those libraries are really good for that, huh?
Hold on, my husband wants to talk to you.
Okay, great. Let's talk to him. I love this. This is great. We don't get to talk to the homeless very often.
We have other people waiting, too.
I know, but we don't get to talk to the homeless. Hey, who's this?
This is, my name's Brian Hancock. I happen to be, I'm her husband.
Now, Brian.
How you doing?
Now, Brian, good. Now the claim.
I love your show, and I love, you know, people listening.
Thank you. Look, Brian,
I would like people out there to understand that, you know, it's getting worse and worse.
What?
Because I'm a construction worker, okay? Now, when gas prices shot up, the people quit buying houses, okay? And construction work was cut in half.
Mm.
And, you know, without construction work and the Mexicans that's coming in, they'll work for $7 an hour.
Yeah, it's competition, huh? It's a bitch.
And I'm sitting out here, I can't buy a job, man. I can't beg a job.
I don't know if I believe you. I don't know if I believe you.
How is it that the Mexicans have a place to live?
I'm telling you the truth. I'm sitting here right now on a beanbag in front of two tents with two dogs.
I believe him. My question is this, though. How is it that the Mexicans keep a roof over their heads by working for $7 an hour?
Well, because I'm going to tell you, man, there's like five or six of them hole up together in one house.
Why don't you try that?
You find another couple and get an apartment together.
Well, that would be a good idea, you understand, but there's not too many white folks together like that.
Well, that's their problem, isn't it?
Well, that is their
maybe,
problem.
Maybe those white folks should get over it. They should get over their issues.
And we have taxes to pay. They don't.
What?
Yeah. They get their first 2 years tax-free. So their taxes ain't cut out.
It's not true. Immigrants do pay taxes.
Sure it is. I'm sorry. I've been in construction business all my life, man. I'm telling you what tax is right now.
Yeah,
you can't even go anywhere. Yep. Even McDonald's ain't hiring.
I'll tell you what, man. It's got to be tough out there, and I thank you for the call. Good luck. I can tell you that people complain about not being able to get a job aren't trying hard enough. That's just how I feel about it. And maybe it's true. Maybe in Tupelo, Mississippi, there's no jobs available, but
I can see why somebody who's, say, getting $1,700 a month or something like that in unemployment insurance decides not to get a job that might pay them $1,700 a month. I mean, I can see why you would want to take that money and then, you know, have the opportunity to look for a job and that kind of thing. I can see why they would choose not to have a job. But it does seem to me that, you know, there's always room for somebody who's willing to work hard.
Yeah, and go and move in. I'm telling you, if there are people that are having a tough time, they're going to be more open to moving in with another couple into an apartment. It just the idea that white folk won't do that. I'm telling you, if I was cold and living outdoors, I wouldn't want to be, I would do whatever it took. I'd move in with six other people if it was necessary, whatever it took. Anyway. 800-259-90. I guess it's not that cold in Tupelo.
You know, I may sound like some kind of rich radio talk show host that has it so good and can just talk about how things are, but it's just not true. I mean, I drive a 1991 Dodge Shadow with peeling paint. I don't make a whole bunch of money. It's not what you make. It's what you spend.
Let's talk to Scott, listening to KGOE on the West Coast in Eureka. Hello, Scott.
Oh yeah. Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
How's your day going?
Super. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, it's kind of got past that conversation. Well, I had a question. Oh, one, I prefer residentially challenged. two, I heard that in California that if one refuses to take a breathalyzer, they can forcefully hold you down and draw your blood. And I was just wondering, did you know, is that true?
It sounds scary and it sounds believable, but I can't say I know for sure on that. I don't know what all the laws are. Heck, I don't know what the laws are here in Keene, New Hampshire. So how would I know what's going on out there in California?
Well, yeah, it's just I thought that was kind of invasive. And you guys,
you better believe that's invasive.
Yeah.
And
the idea that the police officer should be double teaming as a phlebotomist seems so
scary.
Crazy to me.
In fact, there were some news stories. I remember a couple of years ago there was a news story out of Utah that Utah was training its highway patrol officers on phlebotomy, where they were drawing blood, literally, from people on the side of the road, which I think is a really scary idea. So if it's happening in California, I don't know, but it's certainly a possibility. It's realistic because it is happening elsewhere.
Oh, they are doing it elsewhere? Anyway, that was why I called. I just
thanks,
got a
Scott.
Question.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
I heard it, and I'm going, oh, you got to be.
It's believable. Thank you for the call tonight. Let's talk to Lennon, listening in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live. Lennon.
Yeah, how's it going tonight, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind? We're short on time. Go ahead.
I want to probably segue this for Monday, but I wanted to explore your concept of a volunteer society and how crime and punishment takes place if you are against coercion of any sort. I mean, how do you really get a criminal to make reparations with a victim?
It's an excellent,
question. Volunteer.
Yeah, it's an excellent question. I think that that case, if somebody has actually used a force to harm another person, then they don't have the same rights as most people at that point. And I wouldn't be opposed to, you know, forcibly bringing someone like that to justice. Except the difference between what happens today and what would happen in a voluntary society would be that if the protection agency or whatever bounty hunter brings that bad guy to justice, got the wrong guy, then they would be held responsible for it in a major way. It would damage their reputation significantly. They would be hard pressed to find an insurer in the future to insure their actions, and so therefore those enforcers and those protection agencies would have to really cross their T's and dot their I's to make sure they get the right people. What I'd recommend, though, if you want to talk further, we can talk on Monday, but what I'd recommend is you visit book.freekeen.com, and you will find there The Market for Liberty and also Complete Liberty, which are two great books that will help you understand how the marketplace can handle these services, and they're very, very good. And they're free at book.freekeen.com. Thanks for the call. Let's go quickly to Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you got the last 20 seconds or so. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Ian. How you doing?
Hey, good. Go quick.
Look, everyone keeps asking about the car and being DUIs and all that. If you could call or email this man, he will give you a book for free that tells you everything.
What man? Get it out there.
Everything about what?
ELI7311@AOL.com.
ELI7311@AOL.com. A magic book. And Don, you can tell us more about it next week if you call in then. Thanks for the call tonight. It's been Ian with you.
And Mark.
Hey, have a great rest of your weekend. Don't forget our live Sunday internet-only edition is tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend. See ya.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus, priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hello, my friends. This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Here's the deal. I know times are tough right now. If you would like to have me advertise your product or service on my show, simply call me, 559-432-4444. I can help you get the word out at a cost that is less than you think it is. If you're trying to survive in these tough times, I'm going to help you. 559-432-4444 or email me at theradiodetective@hotmail.com.